Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's John Boy. I got Jake. We're sitting here. We're going to talk about this game. Yankees are going for a sweep. Rockies are going for, they're trying to avoid being in Hide the Knives watch, which I think they might already be there. I think the Yankees went into the Rockies clubhouse and hit all the knives, Jake.
They got their lunch buffet today, and it was only sporks.
Yeah.
They got the spork treatment.
Plastic knives. Like, we just want to be safe here. Just hide in the knives.
No. We always serve our steak with sporks. It's just a weird Yankee Stadium quirk, guys, so don't worry about it.
Oh, they're sad. They're sad right now. Anyway. Jake, how you doing? I know you went to a big event yesterday. Are you all hungover and loopy right now?
I literally can't imagine. Jim, you know what? And I don't want to say it's a case of Mythbusters. You know, one of my stances is like I can't drink over a duration of time. But what the problem is, it's drinking significantly in a short period of time that gets you. That's this episode of Mythbusters. So, dude, I was just kind of sipping beers, and I did pretty good. I caught up with some old friends after the game. We had a surprise 30th B-Day party. We just doing the classic. We went to the one bar in the hometown, and we were the only people there. I got a little dancey, Jim. A girl made the folkish mistake of challenging me. She, like, all day, like, she heard the rumor that I was a dancer, and she's like, oh, we should have a dance off. And I was like, sweetheart, you don't want that.
Yeah, I'm too tired, but, and you don't want it.
That's exactly it. Like, there's at one point we did like a reconvene at a house, and I was like laying on my back just like with one leg dancing. Like, that's the level of fatigue that was kicking in. But she poked the bear, and when we went out to the local joint, I put on a display, and we got some good video, Jim. I'm actually, for our publicity and my publicity, I might try to rope you into doing a Weird Sports Friday breakdown on it.
Of you dancing?
Yeah, because I think it would be really good for both of us. Because you know my moves. You can lay into me a little bit. The YouTube crowd can lay into me a little bit. I think it'd be good, but we'll get there another time. Otherwise, not too loopy. I'm feeling good. It's going to be a long night. I'm flying back tonight after we've got a long day of work after the Yankees game. So I'm doing good. And maybe, Jim, why we're doing so good is yesterday was accented with some pretty crazy good news for us. So,
yeah, Danny, off the charts was not a goal because I didn't think it was remotely possible.
Right.
And, like, the charts are weird because it's, like, how much activity – it's, like, how – I think they do it by activity, so it's how many people are searching it out, clicking play, subscribing, commenting. It's all of that, you know? So it's not just, like, who has the most downloaders
right.
or whatever. But that's still impressive, and I'm still happy about that. And then to have both there – like, tomorrow we could be back to whatever the hell we were before. I never checked it. But
– yeah.
Thank you to everyone who has helped make that possible. It's really cool. So, yeah, we're riding high. We're having a good day. Yankees are going for the sweep today with Paxton on the mound, which scares me a tiny bit, Jake, because I like when Paxton has something to pitch for. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And he has, like, literally nothing to pitch for today besides proving he's a good pitcher. And when he's had these outings before, when it's like, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, he's just, like, sucked.
So yeah,
it's kind of a test, like, can Paxton create his own energy today?
Yeah, and I mean, like, hottest. It's still going to be super hot again. I think I hate to go into science on this, but I think we might have a double negative going. Like, Paxton not being able to turn it on for games that don't matter with the Rockies franchise considering disbanding, I think that might be a double negative that just might make Paxton good.
Okay.
So that's a little science of baseball there.
Science of baseball. We like that. It's good. It's good, 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 good. I think can you do the Yankees lineup real quick for me?
I'll do the Yankees lineup, Jim. At third base, DJ LeMahieu just twisting the knife in the back of his old team. Aaron Judge, your right fielder. Aaron Hicks, your center fielder. Edwin Encarnacion, your DH. Gary Sanchez behind the dish. Romine yesterday. Anyways, Didi Gregorius at short. Luke Voit, your first baseman, back in the game after getting hit in the face. Gleyber Torres, your second baseman, and don't talk about it, be about it, Mike Tauchman in left field with James Paxton on the bump.
And I know that they had Gardner originally, and then it changed. So I'm not sure what happened there. I didn't, dive into it. But who cares if Tauchman's in?
Yeah, I mean, it could have. Did we see the piece of paper? Could have just been like a.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been just an error on them.
You know, right. Could have just been a bad tweet. So no need to speculate. I mean, I don't know. It's hot. Guardy's old. He's been playing a lot. Mikey T had a good game against his old team. Punch it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's any updates. It doesn't look like there's any updates. It might have literally just been an error on the Yankees Twitter account.
Yeah. So come on.
Which is kind of crazy. Like, they send people into a tailspin. Like, did Gardner get hurt?
Right.
It's like, no. Our guy just messed up. The Yankees scored. Never mind. I thought that was an update because it said Gardner in it. But it was not. I got. Anyway, did you see this? I just updated the Rockies lineup. We got a lineup. Oh, Ben Dup Fuck Over. He got me with the name, but he gave us money, so I'll say it.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll trade a curse word for money usually.
$10 for me to say.
Wow, just to get a bend the fuck over.
Yeah, could have just said bend the fuck over, and I would have said it. But we got all right. Who's this Ronnie motherfucker? You are blocked from this channel for the rest of your life.
Lick a cut, Jimmy in right field. Charlie Blackman, Trevor Story, your shortstop. Arenado at third base, Daniel Murphy Lee at first base, Ian Desmond in center field, David Dahl, your left fielder, McMahon at second, Iannetta at designated hitter, Tony Walters, your catcher, with Herman Marquez on the bump, and holy Toledo, do they need some innings out of him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's coming off a brutal start. He's coming off the worst start ever, which is kind of mean. You almost threw up when we were recording whatever show it was. But hold on, Jake, hold on. First, the Rockies made a lot of moves. Actually, I think the Rockies may put up a good fight because they were down a lot yesterday, and they did put up a 5 spot versus Tanaka, right? So they had some fight in them now. Then today, they DFA Mark Reynolds. They sent Senzatella down back to AAA, and they brought up 2 guys from AAA. So they're sending a message like, hey, enough's enough, and they did have some fight. So I think this might be like, either if they don't come out today, then they're dead. But I think they're going to come out with a fight. I think the 5-run inning yesterday, and then the roster moves today was like a spark or try an attempt at a spark.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just worried for Marquez, and Herman Marquez is actually a quality starting pitcher. He had a really good year last year. Up until June, he had a 3.48 ERA pitching in Colorado. Through up until July, he had a 4.29. His last start is insanity. 2.2 innings pitch, 11 earned runs. And again, that was the first game of the doubleheader, so they left him out there to get that punishment a little bit. But he's also he's one of the prized pieces of this organization. So I was stunned they did that. It's unfair to do numbers from his last few starts. But I mean, two starts ago, he had a 4.38 ERA, which, you know, in Coors, you'd kind of shrug and be like, all right, that's not a bad year. It's not a great year. He's up to 5.12 after the nightmare game. And I mean, Jim, I mean, just the house of cards for the Rockies right now. I hear what you're saying. Like, you know, they're bringing some guys in there and they've got some pride. I feel like there's just too many things on this house of cards. It starts with Marquez. I mean, is he going to have it or not? And I mean, if that card falls, the whole thing is done instantly. And I don't know. You and I were making a joke that they didn't put a lineup out there because, you know, I joked about that they were drawing straws for who had to play. I think you could, you know, we said there were sporks instead of knives in the clubhouse. I don't know, man. I just think when you're in a seat like this, it's so hard to get out of just because that one thing happens and you're done. I mean, it could be a booted ball. It could be a not turned double play. It could be just like a missed call or something and your team shook. So I don't know, man. If you're the Rockies, you are in a bad way and they need Marquez to almost be special and they need the offense or Paxton to falter pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with that. Marquez has the advantage. He hasn't pitched to a lot of this team. The only person that's faced him is Edwin Encarnacion. He's 0-2 with the walk. And when do you think that even was? How long has Marquez been in the league? It was 2017. Marquez. One game in 2017, Cleveland versus Colorado.
Big matchup.
Our first... Preston Allen in the chat donated some keys. She says, John Boy, love your videos. I was actually in the background in the Otani cycle video. So how about that? He's been in a video.
How about that? He's an actor for you, technically.
Technically. Extra.
Extra.
We have James Paxton. And we talked about this. Yeah. It's kind of hard for him to create his own energy and get up for games that don't mean anything. It's like he has struggled with that. He struggles in the first inning immensely. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, so bad. But, dude, his last couple starts are good. Six innings pitched, two earned runs. Six innings pitched, two earned runs. Six innings pitched, one earned run. Then there's a terrible start in there. But then the two after that, five innings pitched, one earned run. Six innings pitched, one earned run. So, as much as he frustrates me, and we talked about this on the last episode of Talking Yanks, as much as he frustrates me because he's so brutal in the first inning, it's kind of on me now that I have to allow him to give up one run in the first inning,
right?
And say, that's fine. He can come back from that because he has over and over again. Over and over again, he lets up a run in the first inning, and it just is like, oh, the game started so bad, and I get so frustrated. But no, I think the onus is on me to allow him one run and say, like, he'll settle down. But it's hard to do. Pretty frustrating.
And, Jimmy, I mentioned the house of cards for the Rockies. The whole – in Major League Baseball, the book is out on Paxton now that the first inning thing is there. You mentioned we had to change our brains. I mean, just – It's my what to watch for. I don't know if I'm jumping too far ahead, Jim, but it's easily the first inning. It's does James Paxton get through clean? If he somehow does, that's an incredible win for the Yankees. If James Paxton only gives up one run, that's kind of a win for the Yankees. And if Paxton doesn't allow them to score in first and Herman Marquez lets the Yankees score, I mean, it all comes falling down. I can't even imagine.
I'm sick of people saying Paxton needs an opener because it has nothing to do with the first three batters the other team throws out. It just has to do with the first inning he pitches.
Yes.
It's immature.
It's him finding his spot on the mound.
Yes, and him finding his footing and him finding his location. So, like, last time it was like, he needs an opener. It's like, well, that would just push his bad inning to whatever inning he first appears in. So that's kind of annoying me. Turn my mic up.
It's not the first inning. It's the first inning he pitches.
Yes. Yes. David Nadeau continuously is commenting that I have a sexy voice. And it's kind of annoying some other people in the chat. So if I acknowledge that, David, now stop sending it. Thank
so
you.
So you're going to let him ride because you think he's being genuine.
No, he might be making a joke, but I appreciate the engagement. But like, I think it's like 5 or 10 times now, maybe 5 times. I know our dude Tom Davis is getting annoyed. So like, I appreciate it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I already banned two people, Jake.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Strike three in baseball. You is there anything else that you'd have what to watch for going on?
I mean, I'm really interested in the size of Luke Voit's lip.
Right.
If we're being honest, one of the first things I'm watching for, and they might already have pictures, is like, what's Luke Voit's mouth look like? Took 91 to the face.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's fun. The bullpen is fully available. I mean, they can try and avoid Hale, I'm guessing, 23 pitches yesterday. But if Paxton needs help, throw the four horsemen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't be shy about it.
And I don't want – the Yankees have bad records on Sundays because
the series do you think there's some of that coming?
I do think – I wouldn't be shocked if there's a malaise to this game. Day game in the heat with the series one in the middle of like a fantastic stretch with the next 7 games being a road trip versus Minnesota and Boston. I would not be shocked if there's a malaise to this game. And I wouldn't be shocked if they don't want to use like all four horsemen.
But yeah, Jim, I think they won't. I wouldn't be surprised if they do. I was going to say Nestor show, but he's gone. The names coming out of the bullpen today with they've already won this series. That's what it's kind of all about in baseball. Going to Minnesota and Boston after this, I think it's
you think get what like, you get can. Like the Sessa and Tarp show after Paxton?
Yeah.
So then that means this game's on Paxton. Paxton and the offense. Yeah. Paxton needs to – this game needs to be won by the sixth inning like yesterday.
We could get – because Chapman hasn't pitched in a couple days, right?
Chapman has not pitched in a while.
So basically, this is it, Jim. I think we get 1 inning of one of – we get the 8th and 9th with our top relievers if we have a lead.
Okay.
So it's how far can Paxton get and then connecting that bridge. That bridge, I don't think we're getting all four horsemen.
Okay. So it's Paxton to Chapman – with probably like Sessa Tarp in the middle.
And then you get one good guy.
Okay.
Vino or Britton maybe, because Britton likes work.
Britton likes work.
Britton likes work.
He does. It's true. What do we do next? What to watch for is we got that covered.
Yeah, we kind of...
What's your what to watch for? You didn't tell me.
I did mine. It was the just first inning. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, that was my whole first inning speech.
All right, you gonna do homer draft?
Like I think if there's a 1-0 Yankee lead in the first inning, I think that's equivalent to like a 6-0 lead.
Okay.
With Paxton's first inning struggles and where the Rockies are at, I genuinely feel that way.
Genuinely feel that way. Well, no one homered yesterday, Jake.
Isn't that nuts? How about that, Jim? These Yanks.
All those runs, no homers.
They're really playing small ball this year.
I think I'm going to do something cool right now, but I'm not positive.
Okay. Interested. You going to try to bring up the homer draft on the screen?
Yeah. That would be fun, right?
Great minds think alike, huh?
Yeah. My mind's great and yours is okay.
What was the last part?
It was about your mind just being okay compared to my great mind.
It's an okay mind compared to a great mind. That's fine. I'll preface it, Jim. You took LeMahieu and Voit. I took Judge and Didi. So again, no homers. This is a big one, Jim. This is one of those days that can kind of skew the view of the homer draft. There's one yabo here, and that could be the ball game.
Yeah. So I have it on the screen now. It's not pretty. It's just literally the Google sheet that I keep.
Oh, okay. You just went bottom there. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to still see our faces. So I took DJ and Voit. You took Judge and Didi. No one homered.
I went first.
You went first, so I get to go first?
Yeah.
So I am taking, this should not surprise anyone, I'm taking my dude Gary.
Oh, wow.
He nice, needs it. Nice he pick. Got a couple hits recently, but he needs it. And whatever. I'm not going to explain it. I took Gary.
Yeah. No, I was real recognized, real man. You couldn't take this gentleman. Oh, it just went off the screen. Jimmy, we've seen one player this year get his lip messed up and he went nuts afterwards. Luke Voit. Yeah, fat lip game. Some 41. Ooh, maybe I'll use Edwin Byrne.
Wow.
Like that? And I think I'm going to take Edwin, man. Just because of that experience of seeing Herman so many times before, you know?
So many times you've seen him.
Yeah.
That's smart by you.
Yeah.
I got a lot of options here. I can take Didi. I can take Hixie.
I mean, it's got to be the Judge.
I'm taking Judge.
Yeah, because he's incredible.
Yeah, he's the best hitter on the team since coming back from the break, so I'm taking the Judge. Right. Jake, you were wrong yesterday in the over-under.
Yeah, that was, Jim, and I think if you rewatch the pregame show from yesterday, when you said, like, this is going to be like a 10-5 game, and I was like, oh, that's a great call.
Yep.
So that was a miss by me. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Buck. Love that guy. Buck. All right, pull up the over-under. What is it?
What do you think it is, Jim?
Paxton versus this dude, but this dude's kind of been bad lately. Paxton's bad. I think it's going to be 9.5 or 10.
I think I'm going 10.5.
All right, I'll go 10.
Okay.
And it is?
Loading. Still loading. Wow, holding. I haven't watched any of the Open.
Still holding.
Kind of forgot that was going on.
Still, all the good people are out.
If it's 10, what are you taking? Because my phone is dragging right now.
All right. If I check the chat, we lose the bottom.
Oh, I got it. Oh. It is 10.5.
Wow. I'm taking the under. I'm going to put faith in Paxton. And I'm going to put faith in the Yankees getting that early lead and then just kind of resting.
I'll flip-flop with you. I think I'll go over.
All right.
I think this Rockies team is, you know, it's one of my favorite things to do, search for rock bottom, and they are doing it.
You are a rock bottom searcher.
Yeah, I think it's good for everyone. I think it's good to find the bottom, and then that way you can know you're coming up.
Find rock bottom.
Yeah.
Get your pickaxe. Make sure it's rock bottom by digging for 10 more days. Then say, okay, let's go up now. That's your life.
Yeah, that's people forget that when you hit rock bottom, it's okay to be there for a little bit because then you know it's the bottom, and that means things are going to get better.
Yep, yep. All right, we got some people that are supporters. Shirley Temple, Jake's favorite drink.
Yes, sir.
And your ex-girlfriend's name.
This won't shock you at all that young Jake, under age 13, used to crush Shirley Temple's.
Same way.
Oh, same way. God.
Shirley Temple's were delicious. And it felt like you were ordering a secret drink.
Right?
Because they had to, like, mix it.
Yes. Like, you were a part of the bar. You were welcome.
Yeah, Shirley Temple's are fantastic. Well, anyway, wow. Shirley Temple threw some our way. It says, you know your team is stacked when Voit is seventh. It's true. Nicholas Medina, Funky Cold Medina. Don't want to mess up you guys' flow, but I'm glad that you guys are getting the recognition and success you deserve. Keep doing amazing stuff. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that a lot. And whenever I see Nick spelled N-I-K, it reminds me of this girl in high school. Her name was Nicole. And one time in bowling class, I said, hey, if I turkey the 10th for even non-bowlers, it means 3 strikes in a row. Right. You and I have to go get married right now. And she was like, for lack of better words, she was like more badass than me. Like she probably called me whatever the rude word in Spanish is for like that fucking loser white kid. You know?
Right.
And then she bet me. We shook eye. Turkey the 10th. She never married me. So She's a piece of shit.
Does Katie know about this?
Katie, you know about in high school when I turkeyed the 10th and that girl was supposed to marry me? Yeah, she said yeah.
Okay.
Aren't we lucky that didn't happen? I don't know what you said, but it was probably something, like, insulting or something.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Joe's. Our dude Joe's.
Hey.
Keep up the grind, boys. Gary's going deep today. Ooh. In your face, Jake. Jake, huge. Ram wants to go to Area 51 with you.
Yeah, I think it'd be an interesting. I'd love to see if the aliens could dance with me.
Oh. They can't. I'm on your side.
Yeah.
David Ryder says bowling class in high school. Yeah, California schools are a bit weird.
Yeah.
I took bowling twice in high school. Literally just would drive to a bowling alley and bowl. It was a senior alternative class. You'd take like creative writing or bowling. It's like... I'll do the bowling one. Oh, do the bowling. Yeah. I was the only one that would actively shit talk.
Did we just laugh in the face of people that would take creative writing over bowling?
I also took creative writing, but those were my two electives. But yeah.
One is extremely expressive. You can kind of find yourself and do things. The other, bowling.
So me and my teammates, like it was a big old tournament. So like there was like eight teams right. In the bowling class, and you played a full season. At the end, you went to the like playoffs or whatever. So we found ourselves in the championship because I was pretty decent against the four kids who worked at the bowling alley. And we were so mean.
Right.
I feel bad about it, but we were so, cause like our only,
you were a bully in high school.
Our only advantage was mentally.
Right.
So like one kid we would just try to talk in his like backswing basically. And he turned around and he was like, he just like waited us out, stared at us. Teacher had to come over. Teacher was kind of on our side.
Right.
Spinny. That's what we were. We just said spinny because he spun it a lot. Spinny.
Right.
And then when they kicked our ass. Anyway.
Sorry.
They worked at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Came in second place, though. It was a good time. Nice. You got anything else, Jake? Yeah.
I don't think so. I think we covered the main stuff at the end there.
All right, Paxton, no hitter. Michael C. says, bowling's pretty gay. I don't know what. I don't know which way bowling swings.
I mean, gay is cool now. Like, I think that's a compliment to bowling.
Okay.
I'm so excited to watch the new episodes of Queer Eye.
Did a new season come out?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it. I finished Stranger Things. Mm-hmm.
And?
It ended. Last episode of the season, the season came to a conclusion.
Thanks, everyone.
I don't want to spoil everything, but yeah, at the last episode, they definitely ended that. Life is a ball game being played each day.
Life is a ball game. Everybody can play. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.